48. The burden of the Israelite people will be like a heavy stone of the seven great ages. Whosoever falls upon this stone will be smashed to pieces, and whosoever it falls upon will be crushed. 49. When the chief priests and Pharisees heard what he had said, they understood he cursed them and the Israelite people for all future time. 50. And they conspired on how they could seize him. But they were afraid of the people, who believed him to be a prophet. Chapter 23. Tax money. When the Pharisees held counsel on how they could snare Manuel in his speech, they sent their followers to him, including some of Herod's people. 2. They then said, Master, we know that you are truthful and teach the way of the laws rightly, and don't inquire about anyone, since you do not care about people's reputations, but only about the laws of God and, in fact, the laws of creation. 3. Therefore, tell us your opinion. Is it right to pay tax to the emperor or not? 4. But Manuel sensed their malice and said, You deceivers, hypocrites and swindlers, how low in intelligence and understanding are you that you want to tempt me in such a sick and foolish manner? 5. Show me a tax coin so that I can heal you from your sick folly. And so they gave him a denarius. 6. And he said to them, Whose image and whose inscription are on his coin? 7. They replied, They are the emperor's. 8. He then said to them, Give therefore to the emperor what is the emperor's, and give to God what is God's, and give to creation what is creation's. 9. Yet beware and know that God and the emperor are men above whom is the omnipotence of creation to which you must give the highest praise. 10. For although God is indeed ruler over humankind and the emperor is indeed ruler over peoples, above them stands creation as the highest authority, to which they are subordinate in the law, as is every human being and all life. 2. When they heard this they were astonished, left him alone and went away. Rebirth 12. On the same day the Sadducees, who hold the opinion there is no reincarnation, came to him. 13. They asked him, Master, Moses has said, When a man dies and has no children his brother shall take the widow as his wife and begot descendants for his brother. 14. Once there were seven brothers among us. The first one was married and died, and because he had no descendants he left his wife to his brother. 15. And so did the second and the third, until the seventh. 16. At last the woman also died. 17. Now you teach there is a renewed life. Whose wife will she be among the seven in the new life? For she was the wife to all of them. 18. Manuel, however, answered, saying, You are mistaken and do not know the unadulterated scriptures of the elders, nor do you know the laws of creation. 19. Truly, I say to you, Moses never gave this commandment, but he gave the commandment that a brother should take his brother's wife to himself in honor, so if one died the other would take care of the widow of his brother. 20. How is it possible for a brother to begot descendants for his brother, since everyone's seed is different? 21. In the next incarnation they all will be strangers because they will not recognize each other. Therefore, no law says the wife then belongs to this one or that one. 22. In each new life the person determines for himself whom he wishes to marry, thus he can marry whoever is not spoken for. 23. Take heed of the laws of creation, which teach that in a new life people do not remember their former lives. Thus your question is superfluous. 24. At this point it is only the prophets who remember former lives, since they follow the laws of creation and therefore live in wisdom. 25. But since you and the Israelite people will continue to live in piercing darkness for an extended period, cognizance and wisdom of the spirit and of the consciousness will remain hidden from you for a long time. 26. Other peoples will advance beyond you and will evolve greatly in spirit and consciousness, and will follow the laws of creation. 27. Therefore, other peoples will be superior to you in spirit and in consciousness and gather great wisdom, so that many among them will soon be like the prophets and have recollections about their former lives. 28. But you and the Israelite people shall remain poor in consciousness, and thus drift in piercing darkness. 29. To wit, whoever incurs punishment shall also endure it. 30. When the people heard that, they were aghast and afraid. The greatest commandment. 31. But when the Pharisees heard that Shmuel had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered and deliberated. 32. And one among them, a scribe, tested him by asking, Shmuel, which is the foremost commandment in the law? 33. Shmuel asked in return, whose law are you thinking of, the law of the emperor, or are you thinking of the law of God, or are you thinking of the law of creation? 34. The scribe said, I'm thinking of the laws of all three. 35. But Shmuel said, the highest directive in the law of creation is this, achieve the wisdom of knowledge, so that you may wisely follow the laws of creation. 36. But the highest commandment of the law of God is this, you shall honor God as the ruler of the three human lineages and obey his laws. For he is their king of wisdom and a good and just counselor. 37. And the highest command of the laws of the emperor is this, you shall be obedient to the emperor, follow his laws and give to him the tithe, because he is the ruler over the people and their guardian and protector. 38. These are the foremost and greatest commandments in the laws of the three, as applied to their categories. 39. But the other directive, equal to the first, is this, you shall consider only creation as omnipotent, for it alone is constant in all things and therein is timeless. 40. The emperor and God are transitory, but creation is eternal. 41. Upon these two directives depend the entire law and the prophets. 42. The laws of God and those of the emperor are human laws and are intended to maintain law and order among the people. 43. But the laws of creation are the laws of life and the spirit and, therefore, they are eternal and constant. 44. Likewise, eternal is a person's spirit, which is a tiny fragment of creation's spirit. For how could creation itself ever cease to be? 45. Hence, when a person dies, their spirit lives on and leaves this side of existence for the other side, where it continues to gather the wisdom of knowledge. 46. The greater the spiritual wisdom gained through the learning of the consciousness, the more the spirit itself determines its future, its return, and its subsequent activities. 47. Since I am also a prophet and know the future, I tell you that I shall return as representative of God for the purpose of instructively rendering judgment over all those who live according to false teachings and who degrade the wisdom of the Spirit. 48. Therefore the words of truth will be harsh and without mercy, and many a person will seethe in rage because of them. 49. The harsh words of truth themselves will be the instructive judgment and penalty for all those who live according to false teachings and degrade the wisdom of the Spirit. 50. Since the Pharisees were together, Shmuel asked them, what do you think about me, whose son am I? 51. They said, the son of David. 52. But he spoke to them, how can I be the son of David, when he has been dead for a long time and I was begotten by Gabriel, the guardian angel? 53. And haven't you read that David called me Lord when he said? 54. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right side, until I can place your enemies beneath your feet, because you are my foster son and my successor. 55. Since David calls me Lord, How can I be his son? 56. And no one could give him an answer, but secretly they said, he blasphemes God and the prophets. Let's try to catch and kill him, because he endangers our position and that we will no longer be respected by the people. Chapter 24. Against the Scribes and Pharisees. And Emmanuel spoke to the people and the disciples, saying, the scribes and Pharisees sit on the chairs of the prophets. 2. Refrain, however, from doing and accepting anything they tell you, and also don't act in accordance with their works. 3. They teach you confused teachings, which they and their forefathers have falsified for their own selfish interests. 4. They contrive heavy burdens and place them upon the shoulders of the people, yet they themselves do not want to lift a finger. 5. They do all their works in order to be seen by the people and impress them. 6. They make their prayer belts wide and the tassels on their clothing long. 7. They like to sit at the heads of tables and in the best places in the synagogues. 8. And they like to be greeted in the marketplace and to be called master by the people. 9. But don't let anyone call you master until you have become cognizant of the wisdom of knowledge. 10. And don't let anyone call you teacher until you follow the laws of creation yourselves. 2. Because those who allow themselves to be called master and teacher but do not possess the wisdom of knowledge will be denounced as liars. 12. For those who unjustly exalt themselves will be abased, and those who unjustly abase themselves will be disdained. 13. Let those who are great in consciousness consider themselves great, and those who are small in consciousness consider themselves small, and those who are in between in consciousness consider themselves in between. 14. It is unwise and foolish for people to let others consider them greater or smaller than they really are. 15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you deceivers, hypocrites and swindlers who block the development of people's spirits and consciousness with your lies and false teachings. 16. You will not achieve advancement easily, and through your false teachings you deprive those who wish to advance from doing so. 17. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you deceivers, hypocrites and swindlers, who devour the homes of widows and engage in long prayers for the sake of appearance. Therefore, you shall live in piercing darkness all the longer. 18. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites who travel across land and sea in order to win a fellow believer, and once he becomes one, you turn him into an unreasonable and irrational child who indulges in twice as many false teachings as you. 19. Woe to you, you blind proponents of false teachings who say, if a person swears by the temple, the oath is not valid, but if he swears by the gold on the temple, the oath is binding. 20. You fools and blind people, you are the offspring of evil. Why do you let people swear, knowing that an oath is not binding and is a worthless act? 21. Or you say, if one swears by the altar it is not valid, but if a person swears by the sacrificial offering it is binding. 22. You blind and mistaken teachers, who gave you the right to demand or take an oath since the laws of creation state that oaths should not be taken. 23. Your words should always be only yes, yes or no, no. 24. Therefore, those who swear by anything on earth or in the universe swear by something fleeting, which is without permanence. 25. Hence, an oath is also without permanence. 26. And those who swear by creation or its laws swear by something over which they have no power. Therefore, such an oath is also without permanence. 27. Whoever swears by anything therefore commits an offense against the truthfulness of their word and makes it untrustworthy. 28. Woe to you, Scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites who tithe mint, myrrh, dill and caraway seeds but neglect the most important things in the law, namely, justice, freedom of knowledge, and the truth of creation. Thus you ignore the law of love and the laws of logic and justice. 29. Woe to you, you blind leaders of a horde of blind, who say, this should be done and that should not be left undone. 30. You only spread a confused teaching and ignore the laws of creation. 31. You blind leaders, you are gnats and swallow camels, which you cannot digest. 32. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites who keep cups and bowls outwardly clean, yet inside they are full of rapaciousness and greed. 33. You blind ones, you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites and distorters of the truth, first clean what is inside the cup, so that the outside may become pure and light up with its brilliance. 34. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites who are like whitewashed tombs that appear beautiful on the outside, but inside they are full of stench, bones and filth. 35. So, on the outside you also appear pious and good before the people, while inside you are full of hypocrisy, deceit and transgression. 36. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites who build monuments to the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous and say, 37. Had we lived at the time of our forefathers and fathers, we would not have become guilty with them in the shedding of the prophet's blood. 38. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you deceivers, hypocrites and swindlers. You secretly call upon the dead people of high and of common standing, and you deceive yourselves by misbelieving you are speaking with them and believing in your own delusion. 39. You cannot talk with the dead, and even if you could, the departed could tell you only the erroneous thoughts they previously held during their lifetime. 40. You are not great enough to call upon those dead who have wisdom and can tell the truth. 41. Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who killed the prophets and falsified their teachings. 42. Well then, fill up the measure of your forefathers and fathers. Thus you will end your lives without understanding and will have difficulty learning until a distant future. 43. You brood of snakes and vipers, how can you aspire to be great in spirit and in consciousness when you don't possess any understanding yet? 44. All the righteous blood that was shed by your doing on earth will befall you, beginning with the first prophet your fathers and forefathers murdered, to the blood of Zacharias, the son of Brashias, whom you killed between the temple and the altar, as well as all the blood that will be shed in the future because of your guilt. 45. You will be outcast among human peoples, and then you will alternately lose the land you took by force, regain it and lose it again well into the most distant future. 46. Truly, I say to you, your existence will be a continual struggle and war, and so the human peoples will smite you with their hostile thinking and enmity. 47. You will find neither rest nor peace in the country stolen by your ancestors by way of falsehood, deceit and fire, because you will be haunted by the inherited burden of these murders through which your forefathers assassinated the ancient inhabitants of this part of the earth and deprived them of life and material goods. 48. And all of this righteous blood will fall upon you, this blood which was shed by your forefathers and through you, and which will still be shed by you and your close and distant descendants into the far away future. 49. There will be hatred against you in this world. Even the new age will bring you neither rest nor peace until you retreat from the land you took by force, or until you make a conciliatory peace, create brotherly trust and unity with your enemies, and renounce your wrongful and stolen rights. 50. You brood of snakes and vipers, this will happen to you into the distant future. Yet not by accident will you have a fortuitous chance in the new age when my teachings on creation's justice and laws will again be disseminated. So you may then seize the opportunity to end and settle the world's hatred against you by means of an honest peace. 51. Therefore, in the new age, yet my teachings, which are truly the teachings of the laws and directives of creation, pay heed when they will be taught anew, because this will be the sign of the time at which many things will change. The power of the mighty and tyrants will crumble, so that the peoples of all humankind become free. 52. In the coming distant new age, heed the renewed presentation of my teachings of the spiritual and creational forces and laws and directives, which are valid for all times and throughout the universe, so that you may act according to my counsel and that there may be tranquility and peace among you and all human beings in this world. 53. Truly, truly, I say to you, all this shall be fulfilled and come upon you and upon your people long into the future, as I have told you. Chapter 25, The Prophecy. I. And Manuel walked out of the temple, and his disciples came up to him because they wanted to show him the temple's structure. 2. He, however, spoke to them, "Look at all this. Truly, I say to you, not one stone here will remain upon the other without being broken." 3. The Israelite people trespass against life and the truth, and they build this city on human blood. These people are divided into Israelites, who call themselves sons and daughters of Zion, with whom I do not identify, and who want to kill me, and Jews, who are misled believers of their religious cult, and to whom I bring the teachings of truth, as I do to all earth humans. 4. The Israelites have ravaged this land through plunder and murder. They have killed their friends with whom they had drunk wine, and they have deceived and misled their fellow believers of the Jewish cult, who are truly not Israelites but merely believers in a cult. 5. Thus the Israelites betrayed their own friends and murdered them because of their greed, but it shall likewise be done to them by the rightful owners of this land whom they have deprived of their rights and subjugated since ancient times. 6. And when he sat on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came up to him and said, "Tell us, when will this take place, and what will be the sign?" 7. And Manuel answered, saying, 2,000 and more years will pass. But meanwhile Israel will never find peace because wars and many calamities will threaten the unlawful occupants of this land, but see to it that nobody leads you astray. 8. That is, many deceivers and false prophets will come in my name and say, "Elam Manuel," and "I am the sign of the time," and they will mislead many. 9. People will hear about wars and threats of war, and they are to witness this but not be frightened because it must transpire, but it will not yet be the end. 10. For many a nation will rise up against its government, one nation against another and one kingdom against another, and there will be times of privation, earthquakes and immense storms and floods all about. 2. All of these events are just the beginnings of the woes. 12. Soon the knowledgeable people will be consigned to misery and will be killed. 13. They will be hated on account of the truth of the teachings and the wisdom. 14. Various religious cults will rise up against one another, and much blood will flow. 15. Then many will succumb to the temptation, and they will betray and hate one another because they remain small in consciousness. 16. Love will grow cold in many people because ignorance will gain the upper hand. 17. Hatred will rule over the world and evil will reign. 18. But those who persist in the truth will survive. 19. This lesson will be preached in the new age throughout the world as a testimony for all peoples, and then the end will come. 20. When the people see the horror of destruction in Jerusalem, of which the prophets have spoken, the end will come. 21. Whoever is in the land seized by the Israelites should flee to the mountains at that time. 22. Those on the roofs should not climb down to get things from inside their houses. 23. Those who are in the field should not go back to get their coats. 24. Woe to the pregnant women and nursing mothers at that time, for they will suffer much grief and death, and there will be many of them. 25. Soon thereafter there will be a greater grief than there has ever been before since the beginning of the world, and then will ever be again. 26. If these days were not cut short, no one would survive, but the days will be cut short for the sake of the spirit and of life. 27. This will also be for the sake of the people who serve the truth and the laws. 28. But there will be howling and chattering of teeth when this time is brought about by the people's lack of understanding and by their greed. 29. They will construct machines of metal for use in the air, on the water and on land, and will bring about mutual destruction. 30. From these machines of metal they will fling heavy projectiles across the land and upon the cities. 31. Fire will burst from these projectiles and burn the world, and little will be spared. 32. They will place the basic elements of life and deadly air into the projectiles to kindle the deadly fires and destroy land and life. 33. If at that time mighty nations were not to intervene, as once did the celestial suns, to bring a halt to the unrestrained madness and deadly conduct of demented dictators, truly, I tell you, no human being would survive. 34. Since the human populations will consist of far more than 10 times 500 million people at that time, great segments of them will be eradicated and killed. 35. This is what the law ordains, because people have violated it and will continue to violate it into the distant future. 36. If at that time someone will tell the people, "Behold, here is Jmanuel who is the sign of the time," they should not accept it as the truth. 37. For many a false Jmanuel and many deceivers and false prophets will come forth and perform great signs and miracles, so that it will become possible to lead astray not only the seekers, believers and errant ones, but also the scholars and knowledgeable people. 38. Behold, I have told you this beforehand, and so it will fulfill itself. 39. Thus, when the deceivers and those led astray will say, "He is in the desert," people should not venture there, and when they say, "Behold, he is in a chamber," they should not accept it as the truth. 40. Since I will certainly return at that time, I will let them recognize me. 41. This is as the law and destiny ordain it, and so it shall be. 42. For as lightning flashes and illuminates from start to finish, so will be my coming in the future, when I will bring the teachings anew and announce the legions of the celestial suns. At that time I will have a renewed life and will again be accused of deception and blasphemy across the entire world, until the teachings of truth will bring about insight and change in the people. 43. People of all times, beware, where the carcass is, there the vultures gather, so watch out for them. 44. Soon after the misery of that faraway time, sun and moon will lose their luster, comets will fall from the sky and the powers of the heavens will begin to sway. 45. The makeup of the earth's sky and air will be disturbed, and the land will burn because of the black oil of the earth, ignited by people's craving for power. The sky will darken because of smoke and fire, which will rage for 1,000 days, and everything above the burning land and far beyond will be covered with black soot. Consequently, the weather will break down, and severe cold and much death will come over the people, plants and animals, and over the earth, as a result of the senselessly unleashed forces of the people who live in lust for power, evil passions and vices. 46.